Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyatt. New South Wales has recorded 1,405 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and a further 6 deaths. Victoria has detected 324 new cases, and of those, 107 have been linked to known cases and outbreaks. Queensland has recorded one new locally acquired case. It was detected in the brother of a 4-year-old child from Bean Lee, who tested positive last week. The 10-year-old boy was in home quarantine, so Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says there's no risk of the virus spreading in the community. The federal opposition says the government missed an early opportunity to secure Pfizer vaccinations. Emails show the pharmaceutical company made contact with the government in June last year, offering a meeting to discuss a deal. But a meeting did not take place until August, weeks after the US and UK governments reached agreements with the company. Labor's health spokesman Mark Butler says Australia could have signed a deal well before November 2020. But Health Minister Greg Hunt has told Channel 9 the government didn't miss an opportunity to get Australians vaccinated earlier.
Pfizer yesterday, as they said before the Senate, made it clear there were no earlier doses available. What we received was the earliest possible available, and we received it in the quantities that they made available.
The Prime Minister has thanked Australians stuck overseas due to border closures for their sacrifice. In a video posted online, Scott Morrison has acknowledged people have missed special family moments. He's outlined the plan to get them home and what's been achieved through international border closures.
These strong border controls, though, have been instrumental in saving over 30,000 lives here in Australia. I want to assure you that back home, though, we're working to implement the national plan that will bring you home.
Almost 6 years after the Islamic State group launched a deadly attack in the French capital, Paris, 20 men have gone on trial. In November 2015, gunmen and suicide bombers struck within minutes of each other at the National Soccer Stadium, a concert hall, and restaurants and cafes. They killed 130 people and injured hundreds of others. On the opening day of the trial, this survivor said he hopes the sole surviving attacker on trial will offer some explanation.
So I have come here to listen, to see, and maybe, although I'm not expecting anything from this guy, to see if he is able to talk. That would be good.
In tennis, British teenager Emma Raducanu has reached the semi-finals of the US Tennis Open on her debut. The 18-year-old, who is ranked 150th in the world, beat Tokyo Olympic gold medalist Belinda Bencic in their quarterfinal clash 6-3, 6-4. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News in Easy English.